The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Marie in studio with me and Lexi Brinkley on the mic. And I have Von Eaglin and Beth Reeder Johnson in studio with me. And I'm just going to go ahead and date the show. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. So
yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air. And it's just fun to celebrate. It's a fun holiday. A fun holiday of love. And who doesn't need more love in the world, right?
I know, right? It should be the theme for every day.
I didn't wear any red, but I wore my Love People shirt.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? You didn't even notice it?
I didn't even notice it. I'm sorry. I'm not very observant today.
Yeah, I bought it to wear with white shorts, but I thought I'd wear it today. I bought it to wear in the summer, but I wore it today.
But it's cute.
But anyway.
It's super cute.
Yeah, thank you. So what's up, you guys?
So what's up? Just getting into the love.
Getting into the love?
Yeah.
Into
See, I've never really been a Valentine's Day person.
It's a commercialized.
I'm going right to you, Von, because it's so much fun to deal with
you.
Talk with you. Okay, so you're the only guy here, so of course I'm going to ask you, what did you get your wife for Valentine's Day, and what did she get for you? Or nothing at all?
Really? Absolutely nothing.
You got her nothing.
We talked about it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So
of course you did, because you're a shrink.
Because we celebrate each other a lot. And for us, you know, Valentine's, not that it's just another day, but we'll talk about this when my segment comes up. But you need to be doing things all along, not just on Valentine's Day.
I totally agree.
You know, because a lot of people have this Valentine's Day and there's this like obligatory thing where I have to do something for my partner. But that does not make a stable relationship.
Oh, so. I know. I was in this miserable relationship once with this person. And it was a kind of a long relationship.
Okay.
Anyway, having said that, you know, he always made me like beg for his love.
Beg.
You know,
okay.
Well, not literally beg.
Yeah.
But you know, it just, you know, that was his power. That was his power.
Interesting.
Over me.
I'm reading a book called The Gaslight Effect, and people who gaslight, a lot of times they put themselves in a position of dominance where they have to be the person who needs to have their approval. You know, and I'm like, you need to seek my approval. And people who gaslight, they make you feel like you're the crazy one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know, that's why the movie Legally Blonde is like my theme.
That's your go-to?
That's my favorite movie.
That's your go-to movie?
That's my go-to movie. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are Elle Woods.
Yeah. I was like Elle Woods, just dumb as a stick about men, you know,
we're dumb about ourselves too.
Well, I was totally dating a guy like Warner, you know, who no matter what I ever did, it was never going to be good enough.
Yeah.
And I got rid of him and I'm so happy.
That's nice.
That's cool.
See, love works out in the end.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can never let anyone have that kind of control or power over your mind or your heart.
Right.
You know, love is reciprocal. You should feel it both ways. Anytime there's an imbalance like that, my professional opinion, and I'm not a pro at this, other than life experience, is to get out of that relationship.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. I tend to believe that some people can change. And I'm living proof of that because my wife and I, when we first got together, she would always say that, you know what? You're insatiable. I can't please you. And at that time, I was. Like, I had
Like sexually?
Not just sexually, you know what I mean? But sexually was one of
them. Because a lot of guys are like that. I have a couple of friends that they have to have sex like every single day. Well, I'm going to tell all you guys out there that think that, that's putting way too much on your girl.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
Well, okay. All right. So,
and plus, it takes away from the fun of it.
Well,
then it becomes like washing the dishes.
Yeah.
In fact, that might even become more enjoyable you force it.
I can say that obligation does kill desire a lot of times. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yes.
Know,
that's exactly.
Like, simmer down.
Well,
just simmer down.
That's the point of this made holiday that we've made up, right? It's like, if you feel like you have to do it, then there's no love there. It's just a checklist item. But if somebody wants to do something out of love, or if you're saying we want to do something every day out of love, that's kind of more meaningful. It's not just, oh, the day's here, I better do something. Mm-hmm. Christmas, Valentine's Day, your birthday, our anniversary, check, 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 check. You want to make it about love all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Peanuts characters, Love Is?
Love
or
was,
Is. Wasn't that them?
Yeah.
Was it them?
Like Charlie
love
Brown.
Is? Love yeah, like Charlie
is.
Brown.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with you, Vaughn. Love Is?
Magnificent, wonderful, amazing, connected,
okay.
Validating, necessary.
Okay.
That's mine right there.
Beth,
that's
a lot. Love Is? One, try to, one word.
The
love
flow
is.
Of everything.
The flow. Okay.
The flow.
Okay.
I like it.
And I'm going
Lexi,
to
you.
I am
something?
Going to you, Lexi.
I don't know.
And then Diamond, I'm coming to you. Diamond, do you know love is what?
Mutual. I'll
mutual.
Say.
Oh, that's
good.
I like
that's
that
good.
One.
That's good.
I've got one. I'm saving mine for last. What's yours? Love is. What is love to you? Love is one word.
You go.
No, you go.
I don't know. Vaughn named like 18 things.
Yeah, love is respect.
Yeah, respect. I was going to say something respect. Like loyalty, respect,
yeah.
trust.
Because when you respect someone, you love. When you respect one another, you automatically love one another, and you can't wait to jump each other's bones.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
So, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. So,
I mean, I was speaking for all the guys out there.
Well, I'm thinking about it like this, because I want to just kind of break down a misnomer, because a lot of guys, even women sometimes think that guys would just, you know, just horny all the time. Not all guys are like that, because I've had couples.
No, they're
that,
not. They're
you know,
not.
And so some of them, like sometimes the woman has a bigger libido and they want
right.
the sex. But
right.
for guys, they have to understand that. And we've talked about this many times, that a woman's biggest erogenous zone, the thing that turns her on, is her mind.
That's right.
And whenever you can emotionally connect with her and make her feel safe, you're going to get all the sex you want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or at least that you
or
need.
Or all
you know.
That she can give.
Right.
So, well, and so. I did a study of my friends when I was in grad school and gave them all a little sex questionnaire, and it was fascinating. And there was one couple friend of ours, and they both wanted to have sex pretty infrequently, like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But they were well matched. They were together.
Right. Yeah.
They loved to snuggle. They loved to do other things together. They cooked together. They had friends over. They were very social and happy with each other. And pretty newly married, but they just both had kind of a lesser libido, which is fine. I think what's the trouble comes is when you don't get to know your partner well enough before you commit to each other, and then somebody wants to have sex every day, and somebody's on that month plan, then you've kind of got that problem coming.
Well, I say this to my girlfriends. If I was sitting around the table with a bunch of girls right now, I would say that this, and I've talked about this many times, men that are led around by their you-know-whats
typically
are losers.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
It's
true.
Well, they're underdeveloped humans.
Underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped humans.
Right. They're just, they haven't grown
Loser.
Up.
I mean,
way to be harsh, Bird.
Well, I mean, 13-year-olds are like that, right? 13 to 15-year-old
boys. Yeah, okay. Maybe I should have said
clean it up.
They just haven't grown. They just haven't grown.
Over the age of like 25 or 30.
Right.
Okay.
They,
so we'll give a little wiggle room there on
that. Well, you know, I mean, our biggest sexual, like when 18 years old, that's prime time for a guy.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You
know,
prime time for women is 30.
35. It's like this inverse relationship. So as like emotional connection becomes more important to us as we get older, then all of a sudden you guys, your prime time was 35, 30, or something like that. You know,
I think it's older.
Older?
I think it's like 40 or 45.
40
something
or 45.
Like that.
I thought it was like.
I think so.
I thought it was 35. Women are there like at their sexual peak at 35.
Oh, are they at the peak at 30? Okay, 35.
Yeah. And then guys are like 18. And so
you guys are the doctors, not me.
So, you know. So, you know, again, we want emotional connection, usually a little bit more older in life, and that's when you guys are like hot and, you know, ready to get it on.
I get rumbled.
Really hot when he does the dishes.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
Acts
of service, acts of service, I'm just like, I'm going to have time
Let
for
me
you.
Scrub
I'm
going
to make time for
scrub
you.
These bubbles
I don't have
for
to
you.
Scrub
from
that
the
spaghetti
dishes.
Pot.
Oh, man.
I'm hot.
Oh,
I'm ready to go.
I'll tell you a really good trick. So when he's bent over, like doing the dishes, pull his pants down.
Well, the problem with that is the 11-year-old.
That's not too
so
subtle.
Probably
the
11-year-old.
I'm going to have to wait.
You can do it in front. No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
I'm going to wait on that. Mom, we have to have a little patience.
Have you ever done that to your husband? You should totally do that.
Pull his pants down?
Yes. Oh,
we've
you
been
have?
Married. Yes, we've been married almost 22.
Well, I don't know. Some people aren't playful.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, we're way silly.
Instant
in fact, I have to reel it back sometimes. He's like, Okay, come on.
Okay.
Let me wash this spatula for you, girl. Yeah. And then when you put my pants down, it's like instant arousal right there. It's like, oh, I see what time it is now. So
yeah. Well, we've got a great show coming up today. We do, and we are doing our first segment, Burn On with Vaughn. You can call us after 12:30. Is it the last segment? What segment? It's the last segment of the show. We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day secrets for men with Vaughn Eaglin and Beth Reeder Johnson. Is going to be talking about becoming your own Valentine. I think these are incredibly great subjects for a day like today when there's so much pressure on to feel and be loved. And you know what? You can start with loving yourself, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I love it. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Love Radio. I got you, baby. Come on. Oh! Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventures some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This song has a very special place in my heart because of my mom and dad. I'm going to start crying. I didn't expect you to play this, Diamond. I didn't know it was
actually Danny.
Yeah. Oh, did Danny say to play this?
Yes, he did.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Danny Miles was our producer and our board op for many, many years. And yeah, my mom and dad used to see. I'm going to lose it.
Aww. Is this their song?
Is this what they used to dance to?
They used to dance to this.
Yeah. That's so great that you have that memory, though, like ingrained in your brain, connected to this song.
Yeah. No, I do. I can see him dancing.
I think that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Not very many of us have that model.
Yeah, pull myself together. Thanks, Danny. Danny got me crying. I love my parents so much. I do. They've been gone for a long time. Okay, I totally lost it.
All right.
Pull myself together. Yeah.
The emotions are high.
Well, you know, my parents were together for 50 plus years, and they adored one another. And that was my example of love. And I can't think of a better example for anyone. They still were hot for one another. I mean, they were having sex in their 80s and 90s.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
And my father used to crack me up because I call my parents every single night of my life. Always checked in on them, except when I lived in Europe because it was very expensive and they didn't have cell phones back then. And then, but I would always, you know, call and check and see how my mom and dad were every single night. And they would typically be laying in bed, you know, watching TV or something. Or once in a while, my dad would say, "Oh, I just made beautiful love to your mother." I'm like, "Dad, that's too much information. I don't want to know." But they just adored one another. They respected one another. They worked hard together to raise 8 children. And I can't think of, and they were, like I said, you know, and they had their arguments once in a while, but they truly, truly loved one another.
I think that's so wonderful. And it's nice when you see parents actually, you know, it's not the conflict, it's the crazy conflict, right? But seeing parents have an issue and then being able to resolve it, I think is wonderful for kids.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, that person I was talking about earlier that I was in a relationship with for quite some time, who would never really validate me. And I don't, you know, you get stuck in situations, you build things together, whatever. But it's funny because I can remember that person saying to me, are we supposed to dance in the living room together? You know, like make fun of it. Like that was something negative, you know, like, is that my idea of what love should be?
That's so dismissive.
Because it scared him, right? It was terrifying, I guess, that level of vulnerability.
But I found someone that really does appreciate that, you know, and the importance of love. And so at the end of the day, you know, love is a big part of our life. But Beth, we're going to be talking about with you and Vaughn today. So let me introduce the players here. After I had to compose myself, Beth Reeder Johnson is a licensed psychiatric social worker and individual family and couples therapist with over 14 years of experience working with children, adolescents, adults, couples, and families. She is also a certified Imago therapist trained to help couples communicate, resolve conflict, and reconnect. And you can find her at erjcounseling.com. That's erjcounseling.com. That's your initials, isn't it? Elizabeth
Reeder Johnson.
Reeder Johnson. I love it.
Except I go by Beth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, Vaughn Eaglin, he's a regular on the show. He is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor as well, and works with 2 group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer as well and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships, men and groups, and you can find Vaughn at wefixbrains.com. That's wefixbrains.com. Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about today with Beth Reeder Johnson is becoming your own Valentine. I think this is so important for so many people. You need to be happy by yourself before you can be happy with somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's, you know, as we talked about, this is a made up holiday. And if you don't have someone, it's okay. I think what you've got to do, though, is start getting honest with yourself about if I don't have something in my life that I really would like to have, what's going on with that? Mm-hmm. You know, what's my part of that? And what's happened in relationships before? And how might people have experienced me? You know? Mm-hmm. What's it like to be dating me?
Well, for the people out there that, what advice do you have for the people that are not in a relationship who feel kind of sad today?
I would look at themselves. I would say, okay, this is authentic love. What is authentic love? It looks like all those things we talked about before. It looks like trust and caring and sincerity and honest and openness and transparency and abundance and trusting and hopeful. I mean, it's everything that love embodies, right? That authentic big love connection. And so if you haven't had that experience in your life and you wished you had had it, it's asking yourself, who am I aligning myself with? And when I meet someone new, how am I going about it? Because oftentimes in our lives, we keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting that different result, right?
Yeah.
So it's taking a look at yourself. What's going on with me that is working or not working?
Yeah. Well, I think that so many people, you know, it's you can change your attitude in a matter of seconds by just changing your thoughts first. By instead of saying, oh, I'm all alone on Valentine's Day, just saying, wow, you know, no big deal. I'm alone on Valentine's Day. I'm going to go out and make it a great day regardless and not focus on what you don't have, but what you do have. And what you have is a love and a respect for yourself and an appreciation and almost like a, I don't know, like a quest to find love, you know? That in itself is exciting.
Absolutely, and absolutely. And you want to figure out, I mean, if today makes everyone question anything about themselves, I hope it's, how do I love? Is my love authentic and real? And that doesn't have to be with a significant other or a partner.
Right.
It can be, how do I love my mother, my sisters, my friends? And I can show up and embody that with anyone in my life today. And especially, you're exactly right, you have to start with yourself.
Well, and I do think it's great for all of us to take times in our life. I'm not saying you leave your family or anything, but it's always good to take time in your life for yourself, to reset yourself, if you will, to spend time alone and figure out what's important for you, what you really like, and that includes yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you've got that inner critic going on 90 to nothing and you're experiencing a lot of negativity within,
yeah,
it's really hard to get to a place of self-love. So you've got to get to a place where you start noticing those thoughts, challenging those thoughts, and rewriting that script.
You do have to be okay being alone with yourself on any given day, any given holiday. You know, life is about ebb and flow. You're going to have good times, you're going to have bad times. You're going to be alone, you're going to be with someone. You're going to be alone, you're going to be with someone.
And it's Cher who says, sooner or later, we all sleep alone. I mean, we do. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's important. I think it's one of those things. You have to be okay by yourself. And you can't expect all your needs of love to come outside yourself.
Right.
I mean, from especially one human. I mean, that's a way too big of an expectation.
Absolutely. So where do we want to go with this? Do you want to target... What would you like to target the most about this subject?
Well, I think Valentine's Day, all these major holidays, but especially this one, which again, I'm not sure if Hallmark didn't create this, but it's one of those things where we have to say, what are my expectations of today? So if we are looking at this and we're single and we're sad, we're saying, gosh, why am I sad? You know, have I allowed myself to be sad? And if I have things I want to work on, if I'm not showing up honest, trustworthy, kind, patient, considerate, I can work on those things for myself, both internally and externally with other people. And then if I'm in relationship and today, and, you know, I already heard, you know, I was just sitting around at this little girl's coffee this morning. And what's your husband do for you? And what's going on? And what are y'all doing tonight? And I think there's this expectation that people have to do something for each other. And if you've got that, instead of thinking, what can I do to surprise them? If you're thinking, what are they going to do for me? Then that expectation is off. Because as soon as we start expecting outside instead of inside, actually, we're just testing the other person. And that's not really love.
Yeah. I was reading this article on how to become your own Valentine by Christiane Northrup, a medical doctor. 9 tips for becoming your own Valentine. And this is basically what I was trying to say earlier, is that you need to create your own sanctuary.
Right.
You know, and he writes, after my divorce, I created a cozy home for myself, complete with the colors, fabrics, and furniture that I loved. This took a while because I had been so focused on what my husband liked that I didn't even know what my own preferences were. And I think so many women, and men too, do this, where they get into a relationship where they absolutely lose themselves.
Yeah.
And the real person is so deeply, you know, buried, if you will, that the only way that you can come out of that and have self-actualization or understand yourself better and maybe mistakes that you made and try not to repeat them is to spend time alone in your own sanctuary to figure out what was right and what was wrong about that relationship.
Sure. You've got to. And that's exactly. If I'm single today, I'm wanting to look at, how have I shown up in relationships in the past? what's worked and what hasn't worked, and how have I felt towards the other person, and do I hold resentment, and am I patient, and am I kind, and if I'm not treating myself that way, it's likely that I'm not doing that for other people, and then those relationships won't be successful. Mm-hmm. So it's all about that inward look in order to improve how we feel about ourselves, how to be the best version of ourselves, and then how to really fully love someone else. Mm-hmm. Because as Vaughn said earlier, he and his wife have already talked about Valentine's Day. They have an understanding between the two of them what this looks like. There's no need for testing or surprising or proving love on a made-up holiday.
Right.
Right? It doesn't need to exist. It's like, if you love each other, that's the flow, right? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I tend to feel like people are either in the flow of love, where love comes out and you try to stay there. I mean, you know, then somebody, you know, cuts out in front of you and you want to flick them off. Don't do that. But, you know, then you notice you're out of it, right? Because you're afraid your car was going to get hurt. So then you're out of the flow and you've got to get back in. So we're either in fear or we're in that flow of love.
Well, I love talking about this. No pun intended. And I can't wait to continue on too. We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day secrets for men. And we're going to do a call in 214-787-1190. We're going to be talking Burn On with Vaughn, and we're going to be taking your calls. Anything you want to ask us, 214-787-1190, the last segment. And we'll be right back. You're listening to One Love Radio.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com. You don't have to be beautiful. You tell me all you
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Vaughn Eaglin, and Beth Reeder Johnson. I want to let everyone know that you can call us at 214-787-1190. Burn on with Vaughn, our final segment. We want to have our calls lined up, so call in 214-787-1190. And this would be a great time to tell everyone that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world because iHeartMedia rocks. So everyone, a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And of course, squattypotty.com, the original squat to poop toilet stool. And of course, the HM company. I'm on it right now. I love my hemp oil. I really do. I had forgotten it Monday and Tuesday, and I really was a little out of sorts.
You can feel the difference.
I can definitely feel the difference. I'm just so much better, so much happier when I have my hemp oil. I really am. I totally can feel it. And of course, our other sponsors, Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal, both great publications that you can get in print or digital, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and of course, Crazy Water. You gotta drink your water if you want to be healthy, so don't forget about it. Crazy Water is a great brand. Pick up a bottle when you're out there looking for water. And I wanted to give a special shout out to Bo and Jim at 92.5. Jim left me a little Valentine. He does that every year, and it always makes me feel so special.
That's cool.
And here's the funny part of the story, okay? So this morning, my new dogs that I adopted, Tom and Willie, and their dog Ron, you know, they have heat, they have air if I need it. Right now,
They're so cute. I saw them online.
Thank you. They're such good boys, both of them. This is my first hound dog. I've never had like a real hound dog. And so now I got a hound dog. And there ain't nothing like a hound dog.
There you go.
Oh, it's your what's the words of the song?
That's
you
ain't Elvis.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That's Elvis.
I'm not
close enough.
Yeah. So. Crying all the time.
Okay. Oh my gosh. But so I said when I put the radio on this morning, I switched it from 1190, which of course iHeartMedia, which we're on, and 92.5. And a lot of times I'll put on the Eagle, but I put it on 92.5, and I said to him, "You can listen to Bo and Jim." And then when I got here, I had the little Valentine from Jim. So thank you, Jim, if you're listening. And iHeartMedia, we have so many great people here here at the corporate offices in Dallas, Texas. So let's talk.
Because
that's what we're here to do. Vaughn Eaglin is going to be talking about Valentine's Day secrets for men. Vaughn Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships, men and groups. You can find him at wefixbrains.com, and you can find Beth Reeder Johnson at erjcounseling.com. Okay, let's talk about this. What are some of these Valentine's Day secrets for men?
Secrets for men.
I love secrets for men. I want to know.
Well, here's one secret is that especially for men that need to understand about women is that women don't want you to celebrate them just on Valentine's Day. One of the two biggest complaints that women typically have is that, number one, he's never here for me. And then number two, there's not enough intimacy and emotional connection within the relationship. So there's a lot of times that women are in a relationship, yet they feel alone, like the man is not present for me. So I can be in a relationship, but I can still feel alone.
Yeah.
And so a lot of guys don't understand that women are looking for safety and security. A lot of that comes in the form of trust a lot of times. And we've talked about this before, that trust comes in many different forms in a relationship. For instance, can I trust that you're going to be there for me sexually? Can I trust that you're going to be a good father? Can I trust that you're going to not lie and that I can depend on you and say you're going to be where you said you were going to be? Can I trust that you're going to be a good financial provider? And a lot of guys don't understand that if they do not make their woman feel safe, secure, and they're not trustworthy, then that's going to break down. So you have this day, this obligatory day, mm-hmm. I will call it the Valentine's. You know, there's a lot of commercialism inside of it. However, you know, they're doing something, but relationships are not made on Valentine's Day. You don't make or break a relationship on Valentine's Day. It's made in the small, simple moments of everyday life. John Gottman talks about how we have these sliding door moments where you kind of slide the door open, you peek and see, hey, can I trust you? And then you close the door. Every single day you do this inside your relationship, and this is on an unconscious or rather a subconscious
level.
Give
me a good example. What's a good example?
Okay, let's say my wife yesterday.
It can be something simple,
too. True story. My wife said, hey, I need my car taken care of. And I told her, hey, you know what? Let me go get your oil changed. I'm going to wash your car, so on and so forth. And if I would not have done that, then there's something in the back of her mind that would have said, you know what? I can't depend on you. That's a sliding door moment, because if I would have said it and I wouldn't have been a man of my word, then she's going to, you know, that's going to be a withdrawal out the emotional bank account. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to have less trust inside of what I'm saying. And will I be there for her? Will I take care of her? Do I want you safe on the road? Like, that communicates a lot of stuff.
So you changed the oil?
You're damn right
and
I did.
Did you get lucky last night?
So I can't say.
You need to come crack the whip to Ryan.
Crack the whip to Ryan. Yeah,
I've asked him so many times.
We got to work on that brother's trust a little bit. So guys need to understand that, you know, Valentine's Day does not make or break a relationship. That's one secret, you know. And the thing about it with guys is that one of our two biggest complaints. And so one, we feel like there's too much fighting in the relationship. And number two, there's not enough sex. So those are our two biggest complaints. And this is all research-based. There's a really good book that John Gottman wrote. It's called A Man's Guide to Women. And I think a lot of guys need to really go back and read that, because there's all this research out there that talks about how, guys, we have the relationship stuff wrong a lot of times when we step into a relationship. Number one, we have the biggest influence with regard to the relationship because we set the tone. Women tend to be a little bit more reciprocal within a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to have more influence. We also have more influence when it comes to raising children a lot of times. We've talked about that a little bit before.
That.
I'm sorry about that, but you know.
Why is that? Especially girls. It's so annoying.
Well, I'll give you an example. So let's say my child is playing outside, and guys tend to do more actual play with their kids. Women tend to correct in a different way. So,
well, that's because that's what you guys do to us. You put us in a position where we're always having to be the bad guy. I mean, seriously.
Well, if the kid is playing, let's say I'm outside playing with my dad.
And you're now, Mr. Fun.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and leave the dirty work for us.
And then the I'm sorry, this is just how it works out.
You know I'm right.
So then the child has to come into the house, down-regulate their feelings, and control themselves when they have to sit at the dinner table and eat. So therefore, a child will learn greater emotional regulation whenever it comes to interacting with their father than they will with their mother a lot of times.
Well, and most men don't interact at the same percentage of time with their children as the mothers do.
That's true.
Easy to be Mr. Cool as a cucumber, you know, when you haven't been beaten down all day long with one battle after the next, you know.
Yeah.
And you come in the door and it's like,
Well, you know, guys and little girls play different as well.
It is true. No, I'm sort of joking, but I'm serious.
No. You're right. Because guys, a lot of times we don't foster and we don't cultivate the inner world of our lives whenever we want the game to keep going.
Right.
So, you know, let's say Johnny starts crying. We say, hey, what's going to make you stop crying, Johnny? I'm going to give him the kickball back. And then we just continue the game. The girls, hey, you know what? When, let's say, Beth. No pun intended. Let's say she skins her knee out on the soccer course where the whole game stops and everybody comes to come attend to Beth. Hey, what's going on? How do you feel? What's going on? And then they have this whole conversation with the guys. Hey, get up. Stop crying. Here's a soccer ball back. Let's keep the game going.
I witnessed. Go ahead.
Then we're surprised when we get older and men don't want to talk in relationships because their whole childhood, we've been saying, the boys that jump up on the soccer field or the football field,
we all cheer. You got it.
And the boys who cry, everybody kind of looks away and it's kind of embarrassing and shameful.
You're right.
We're not training them to be communicators.
No, so we're at a deficit a lot of times. And speaking of that, when we talk about another Valentine's Day secret, is that men need to learn how to communicate and communicate generously when it comes to adoration for your significant other. So, because I'll give you an example. So, for a woman, a lot of times their self-esteem is closely tied to the way they look, like their body. And so, if a man is not adoring a woman's body and showing her that, you know what, I only have eyes for you, that's going to take a hit to a woman's self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Because, just think about it. A lot of women, they're looking in the mirror. You're buying clothes. You're putting on makeup. Some of them are developing eating disorders because a lot of times society is preaching to you that, you know, your beauty is attached to your value a lot of times.
Well, like a man's value is attached to his pot, to his wallet.
Right. And so
it's gross.
That's just the way society has kind of set things up. So the thing about it is that if a man is not adoring his significant other, then there's sometimes like she's gonna have a hit on her self-esteem. So we need to learn how to adore our significant other, and like I said, and do it very generously. So.
And do it genuinely too, yeah. I might add, because if it's not genuine, she'll know it or he'll know it.
Right.
I mean, I think this goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't men want to be found very very attractive?
Well, guys, we want the woman in our lives to adore us as well. We want them to affirm us a lot of times. And guys, a lot of times we have bigger but much more fragile egos. And so we're looking for the woman to give us some type of affirmation. And that does it for us, because we want less fighting, we want more sex, and we want adoration from our significant mm-hmm. other. So, but the thing about it is that we want that from you. However, we need to be willing to give that to you as well. So, mm-hmm. so that's the main thing. And yeah. here's another tip for Valentine's. One, explore more than just a woman's vagina whenever you're having sex with her.
Okay, really?
Don't go just for that.
I would have never expected you to say that.
I'm being honest with you, because a lot of guys, like, there are some other erogenous zones that you're not paying attention to. Women see the whole experience.
Like what, Vaughn?
Every woman's different. Yeah, but and so you can't do the same thing with each woman, fellas. So, but again,
unless you're married, then you might want to stick to one.
Yeah, but you got to communicate and explore more than just,
just
that part.
Just the GG.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vajayjay. All right. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe the show. This is fun. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Pick up the phone, call up the line. Call up the request line. Call up the line.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. I've never heard it. That's so cool.
That's cool.
It is. It is. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Beth Reeder Johnson in studio with me and Vaughn Eaglin. This is our first time doing Burn On with Vaughn. So call us at 214-787-1190 and we'll answer any question you have for us. It's fun doing this. It's so much fun.
It is.
Yeah.
First time.
It is. And yeah. So we have a caller on the line, Daniel and Kathy. A couple is calling in from Deep Ellum. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling One Life Radio. What is your question?
Hi, thanks for having us. My question is, my boyfriend and I don't want to do anything for Valentine's Day. We just want to sit at home and chill, but is there a problem with this?
And to elaborate on it, both Kathy and I are 25 years old, and so we're part of a younger relationship. We've only been dating for about two years or so. But we spend about 95% of our time with each other. We both work together, sleep together, eat together. But just on Valentine's Day, we just feel a little guilty about not doing anything.
Yeah, well, okay. Vaughn, I think that's fine. But Vaughn, you go ahead and what do you think about this?
Well, number one, I think it's really cool that you guys are so connected, because a lot of people would get sick of each other if they spent that much time together.
Sounds like true love.
Yeah, so, you know, so I think that's really cool that, and you said your name is Kathy and Daniel, is that right?
That you guys,
you know, have that much, that have the kind of relationship where you can integrate your lives together, because a lot of people have difficulty separating, you know, professional and then personal lives. So that's number one. Number two, to answer your question, no, that's not a big deal, because we said this a little bit earlier on the show, that your relationship is not made or broken on Valentine's Day, because the relationship is made in the small moments of everyday life. And so I'll give you an example. Let's say Kathy is combing her hair. Daniel, you walk up to her one day and you say, hey, let me comb your hair for you.
Ooh.
Or let me massage your shoulders as I'm combing your hair. It's been a long day. I want to take care of you, so on and so forth.
That's so sweet, Vaughn.
Well, I'm serious. Like, these are the small everyday moments. So like a vacation or Valentine's Day, or let's go out the country. Like, those aren't the things that make a relationship. The trustworthiness and the dependency is made, and the interconnectedness is made in the everyday moments of life. That's really what it's about.
Absolutely.
So, to elaborate on that a little bit further, there's an existential component when we talk about relationships. So it's about what stuff means. So there's symbolism inside of everything in your relationship. For instance, what does sex mean in your relationship? What does work mean in your relationship? What does money mean in your relationship? What do your in-laws mean in their relationship? And you guys have to talk about that, come to an agreement, and then look at, you know, how are our dreams are lining up. And so if Valentine's Day does not mean something to you and you want to sit at home, do the Netflix and chill thing, that's perfectly fine. Feel free to do that. Don't buy into the commercial. You don't have to go out and, you know, spend some money and go to your favorite restaurant. Just enjoy yourselves and enjoy each other.
Are we curious about, though, why they feel guilty about it? I'm a little curious
about
what's
too.
Going on for you guys that you feel a little guilty.
Yeah.
Everybody else is. I mean, obviously, marketing has a big part in it.
Okay.
They're telling, you know, every corner there's a billboard of, you know, couples going out to fancy restaurants and buying each other's gifts and doing these big grand things. And, you know, in the day of, if you don't have anything planned, you really can't do anything.
Well, but see, that's for people that don't have a true love. See,
right. I think
that are BSing their way through it. Okay, so you guys want to spend time home alone. That is what really matters. I mean, there's so many people that divert themselves with all that other fluff because they can't sit one-on-one with one another and have a beautiful conversation, in my opinion. Don't you think so, you guys?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We're in the flow of love where we're loving and we're kind to each other and we're able to handle conflict and connect and really wholeheartedly be there for each other, then we don't need to give in to the whole comparison trap.
Yeah,
I mean, comparison just always leads us in a place of discomfort. And really, it's exactly like Vaughn said. You have to get to a place where you decide what's important to you.
Right.
And then you let that be your barometer between the two of you.
Well, you speak of barometer, and so many people fall into this trap too, about the size of the diamond is somehow, you know, related to the depth of the love
how
or how much this guy loves you.
It's
by how big of a diamond he can buy
you.
It's so ridiculous.
De Beers ad campaign. they were so brilliant that they came up with that 2 months of salary.
Yeah.
And everyone bought into
and
it.
And people are still buying into it.
Right.
Just an amazing marketing campaign.
Yeah. Daniel, we used to think cigarettes were good for us. Let it go. Yeah. It's fine.
And great. Daniel, to your point, what I want to say is like the commercialism has gotten out of hand. For instance, I had a client come in earlier and they said, you know what? I have to do Valentine's Day for all three of my kids at school. Like, really? We're doing Valentine's Day at school?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I walk down the aisle and there's things in Target already made for my kid to, you know, celebrate their other classmates in Valentine's. And
it's gotten ridiculous.
So it has gotten ridiculous. And $4
a pop.
$4 a pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I might not be paying that. But within your relationship, every relationship develops like a mini subculture within the relationship. In other words, there are things that are only going to be significant and meaningful within your relationship. And whatever that mini ritual is, if that is, you know, hey, we kiss each other like this whenever we're leaving. Hey, we greet each other like this whenever we are coming home after an 8-hour workday, where I know you guys live and work together a lot. Or we go to bed like this. So you guys are going to have to do the things we would call those rituals for building connection. So you have to develop those kind of mini rituals and in include that within your relationship, because those are things that you can depend on. Those are things that you can go to all the time. And whenever you guys have that time where you can break from your work schedule and your personal lives, I mean, you guys have to develop some things that you're going to do to put money inside the emotional bank account within your relationship.
Yeah, I love it. And thank you, Daniel and Kathy, for calling in from Deep Ellum. Do you have any more questions?
No, I just want to say thank you for helping us, because I think part of it is that we're both a young couple and we're still exploring what Valentine's means for us.
There you go. And enjoy that youth.
So, they're on the right track.
You just need body paint. Yeah. Have at it.
Body That's paint. All you need. And some bubbles.
Have some fun. Yeah. Maybe a little wine.
Right. I don't know. So. Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. Do we have anybody else on the line? 214-787-1190.
We have Catherine from Dallas.
Catherine from Dallas. Welcome to One Life Radio. Thank you so much for listening and for calling. What's your question?
My question is, my boyfriend used to do the nicest things for me on Valentine's Day, or really like all throughout the year when we first started dating. And now that it's been a couple of years, he just doesn't seem to do things anymore. And I'm wondering how I can get him to start doing that again, or, you know, become more interested in the relationship again. I feel like it's gotten stale.
That's a tough one. Vaughn, I'm going to let you handle it.
So what I hear you saying is that this guy has gotten like really complacent a lot of, you know, and sometimes that does happen within relationships, and we need not a kick in the butt, but we need a reminder, especially us guys, because a lot of times, you know, if we're still getting some of the benefits that, you know, well, I won't go there, but some of the things. Complacency can set inside of relationships, and you have to be intentional, like I said, about putting money in the emotional bank account. You might want to give the guy my card, because we need to, and we also have.
You might need to what?
Hey, give him my card. You know,
give him your card.
Yeah, my card, because we also have a couples workshop.
Said give him a card.
So we have a couples workshop coming up this weekend. You go to PrestonCrest.org. We have about 200 folks signed up already, and it's about helping people have these types of conversations when it becomes difficult.
So, I have to ask the obvious question: why should it be? Why should it be so difficult?
Well, I think it's a part of a larger issue usually, right? Like, he's stopped doing certain things, but he also, you know, and I don't know, he's not on the line. We've got Kathy on the line, but Kathy, I'm curious, do you feel like he would say the dynamic has shifted for you both? Because I think our expectations are, well, I used to get flowers, or he used to do things and he's not doing that anymore. And we tend to put our focus on the other person instead of asking that harder question is, have I also changed?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, Catherine, what are you doing for him? What have you done for him lately?
Well, I mean, I try to, but I think we get kind of bitter with each other. You know, it'll start like a pattern. Like, he'll get mad at me for something, and he'll stop doing, you know, something nice, and then I get mad, and it kind of is this back and forth.
Right. So
that end up not doing anything.
Right. That resentment and that negativity builds, and then no one really feels like doing
I say
nice
let
things.
It go. Let it go and get your sexy on and just try to have a good evening. That's what I would do.
And there are a lot of ways, and I think Vaughn's point about relationship workshops or meeting with a couples therapist is certainly helpful, but I also think one of the things you can do is just start a zero negativity challenge, where every time something negative comes up, you're exactly right. You think, I'm not going to go there. I have a choice every time that I can go for that belittlement or that judgment or that negativity. Instead, I'm going to let it go and say something loving and kind instead. And then you can kind of right that wrong.
I couldn't agree more. All right. What a great show, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in. Catherine, Kathy, and Daniel, thank you so much. Everyone else, thank you so much for listening. We really had a lot of fun today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can always go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Again, another big shout out to our sponsors like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, Crazy Water, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and spread the love.